like what I see looking out my back door today. Nice overcast. Mm-hmm. Everything just looks better. Yeah, I don't know if it...
It'd look better if it washed the dust off of it, that's for sure.
After just being sunburned and beat up for a couple months, everything just looks a little nicer under a little canopy of shade. Kenny and Tonopah, welcome to the program. How may we help you this Saturday morning?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. How are you all this fine, sprinkly morning?
Great, as long as it keeps sprinkling.
Yes, sir, absolutely. Going to work on that fertilizer today myself. My question is, I've got a two-acre front yard. I've got about 20 10-year-old cottonwoods we planted. Three of them are in the front yard on the east side. And we also have three mesquites planted close, very close to the cottonwoods. And something has got into the cottonwoods and caused the bark to turn black in spots. And I've already lost one tree. I had to give it the Rosie chainsaw funeral. And I'm losing the other two. Is this a bug, a disease, or because of them being planted so close to the mesquites?
Well, black under the bark, as the bark kind of peels off, there's a black sooty appearance,
yes,
or residue there. Okay. That's called,
yes,
sooty.
And what's also kind of crazy is that it almost looks like somebody's taken a cordless drill and drilled eighth-inch holes,
okay,
in almost symmetrical lines around different locations on the limbs or the trunk or whatever.
Yeah, I was really bored last night, Kenny. Sorry. I thought, I'm going to drill some holes in Kenny's cottonwood.
Well, if they're symmetrical in nature and they go right around kind of in a ring, that sounds like a woodpecker has been hammering you. And, you know, the woodpecker's there because there's probably insects or bugs. The sooty canker is killing the tree, but the sooty canker is a secondary infection. More than likely what's happened, especially with the competition between the mesquites and the cottonwoods, you have a tree in a cottonwood that needs copious amounts of water, and you have a tree in a mesquite that will use copious amounts of water if it's available. So you have a battle going on. My guess is the cottonwoods didn't get quite enough water. Maybe their canopy wasn't big enough. You got some sunburn on the trunks when they were younger, perhaps even. Now you've got, you know, the bark is peeled enough to get some sooty canker started. That gets in the tree, and that eventually kills the tree. So if you've got sooty canker in the main trunk of the tree, it will eventually kill it. And about the only thing you can do is prune it out if it's in some limbs. But if it's in the main trunk, you know, fertilize the tree extra, water it extra, maybe paint or wrap the trunk to keep any more sunburn from occurring. You might be able to string it along for a little ways, but more than likely those trees are dead and should just be removed and replaced. My vote would be for something that doesn't need as much water, but.
And something that might not compete with the mesquite as much. I mean, What would be something
another
else?
Mesquite.
Another mesquite. Palaverty, ironwood.
Now, if it's in grass, which sounds like it probably is, 2 acres of lawn, I think he said, you know, there are certain of those desert trees. In fact, I wouldn't probably put a mesquite in a grass lawn, but even an oak or something like that would probably be better than definitely would be better than a cottonwood. Maybe live oaks in that grass lawn. Elms would be a good way to go.
And after 10 years, I know the emotional connection, and it's hard to you know, convince yourself that is the right thing to do. You can take a picture of it, bring it into a nursery. You have Elgin Tree Nurseries right there. And I know it would take me two or three different people telling me, Romy, they're dead, give up, before I finally gave into that. It's been 10 years on something. That's...
Problem is, if you spend another 2 or 3 years trying to fix it,
you could already be 2 or 3 years
into a new
one. You
got a tree that could be. That's right.
you could already get started now.
Exactly.
Maybe the three that are they're suffering the most, start with those.
Well, yeah.
Get those.
If the others aren't affected, then don't, you know, but just start now so that you don't have all of a sudden 10 brand new young trees.
Randy and Gilbert, welcome to the program. What are you working on this morning in your garden, sir?
Well, you know, we got a little bit of wind and rain last night. In fact, we got quite a bit of wind. And I've got a tipu tree that broke some branches and stuff. When I get up there and prune them off. Do I need to paint the ends of those?
With a little pruning sealer, it wouldn't hurt. It's not absolutely necessary. We definitely want to seal things like rose bushes when we prune them. But generally, trees have a pretty good ability to heal themselves when they're pruned. And I wouldn't worry too much about it.
I do remember there was a probably mid-90s that was really big, the covering the sealed of pruned
back to
trees.
The 70s and 80s. I mean, every time we told people every cut you made, you needed to seal it. And we've kind of changed our thinking on that on trees particularly. But like I said, things like rose bushes, when you prune them, you want to seal those. But that's a little different.
As long as the tree's healthy, it can cure itself.
Right.
All right, Mike in Phoenix at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you, calling about Mike?
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
How are you? Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Go ahead with your question.
I have a situation in my yard where it's on the west side of my yard, and I have three mock orange trees. And if you can picture looking west on the right-hand side, the mock orange sits next to an Arizona ash.
And we'll pick it up right there after this bottom of the hour news break. It's 1-888-767-4348 if you'd like to join the conversation.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.